history of the WWE, the custody of a child will be determined in a match. Oh, I knew he was going to do that.
Hulk Hogan is a jabroni, Hollywood blonde, but my boss, Mr. McMahon, is not jabroni. Get a horse of time, fool.
Put that cigarette out.
Will you stop?
What's up, Drunk Marks? Welcome to another episode of 205 Jive. I am your designated host. My name is Adam, and we've got our awesome panel here that is always drinking with us.
This is Eddie, woozle wuzzle.
And this is Scott. Drinking is my business, and business is good.
Also want to point out that the roof was raised when Eddie spoke in there.
It was.
So want to make sure that we are hip with the listeners.
Suddenly it was 1998 in this room.
Hey, 90s were badass.
Okay.
I'm such a 90s kid.
You really are.
Yeah. All right. In the meantime, what do we have? What are we drinking tonight?
I'm still working on this Unibro that I got from Elsa. I'm going to finish it during this episode. Also, like, I think I might shock on another White Claw before this or before the next episode. But I've been sipping on this for a while because we're like, boom, 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 kind of trying to run through them. But
yeah, we're knocking them out. So yeah. I like the idea about the White Claw. I am still on my Peach Crown with a Sprite Chaser. It is delicious.
And I am still on the Iron Brew or Iron Bra that I've been having for the last few episodes. It is still cold. I think I still have two more in the fridge.
But, you know what, you know. Dude? A chick from Scotland followed us on Twitter a couple weeks ago, and she said something like, oh, I should look up her name.
All right.
But she said, maybe I followed her and then she followed me back, but she said something like, this is exactly the kind of podcast I've been looking for. And I tweeted her back and I was like, yeah, well, our episodes are online. And she was like, okay, I got to catch up. Hopefully she liked it and is still listening to it. She would be the one, I forget, if you were listening to this, I forget your name, but you will definitely remember that exchange on Twitter. If you're still listening to the show and you like it, tweet us and tell us how the fuck you pronounce that.
Yeah, I definitely want to make, I mean, it's a really good drink. I want to make sure it's being pronounced right, because it's now going on for how many episodes worth?
Yeah, you want to show proper respect.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, and l'chaim to her for following us.
We don't show respect for much. But this soda.
Oh God, no! I show respect. Yeah. No, not on this show. We do.
No,
don't. Yeah.
Bunch of savages in this town.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh no! Yeah. I mean, like after this, if we still have half our followers, our Twitter followers, or half our downloads after this round of episodes, there's some fucked up people out there.
Yeah. God bless you.
All right. So. This is going to be an interesting one. We're not talking about the one particular wrestler. We're going to be talking about the one particular set of promos that had to do with Emma in the whole promo and the transformation of Emelina, or the transformation that did not turn out to be. It feels like some. Like there were more promos than her career, than her tenure. I mean, even if that wasn't the case, it definitely felt like it. It was an eternity, and it was boring.
So okay, so to your point, if there was more, it felt like there were more promos than there were her actually being there.
Actual action, yeah.
So I watched some wise guy on Twitter put all of her vignettes and her single promo on a YouTube playlist. It was 17 fucking weeks of vignettes, and she actually said that when she came out on the stage, and they were roughly 30 seconds apiece. Her promo in the arena was about a minute and a half, right? So that would be seven. Can someone do the math? Like, I don't even know how you do that. Never mind. I don't know.
Alcohol's involved in math is hard.
Well, okay, it would have been it would be 8.5 minutes worth of vignettes.
Okay.
To 1.5 minutes.
Of a payoff.
Of a payoff. And actually, during that 1.5 minutes of payoff, she spoke for about 11 seconds. It was fucking crazy, dude.
Well, first and foremost, Emma was fine in NXT. She had the stupid little the dancing gimmick.
Yeah.
Right, where she did the little weird dance. That got over.
Right.
They brought her up to the main roster. She continued with the dancing gimmick. It was fine.
Right.
Then she transitioned over to this kind of badass that had the gloves on and the sunglasses. It was fine.
Right.
It worked.
And then all of a sudden the Emelina promo started.
Well, I want to back up first, though, because you started on the NXT thing. Emma was one of the ones. So when I first started watching NXT like summer 2013, like it was fairly new still as far as being on TV. To me, she and Paige were kind of like the two, right? And Charlotte.
Yeah, you could
see. Emma and Paige were a little bit ahead of her. Like, they'd been clearly wrestling a little bit longer. They'd been in the company probably a little bit longer. But Emma and Paige were kind of like the ones. I've said before, and I've been, like, argued with, that I think Emma should get some credit for starting the women's revolution. And one of her things when she was doing the glasses thing and those weird gloves, but those gloves are kind of like, they look like, if you go to jail and they're trying to make sure you're not smuggling anything in, that's what those gloves look like to me.
Yeah.
I
thought they were like driving gloves.
No.
Oh.
But I think she didn't. I don't think Emma ever got the credit she deserved for what she did, because she and Paige were having really, really good matches, and Charlotte on NXT way before like what we call the Women's Revolution. So I was always a big Emma fan, but like you said, she was doing the weird, like, goofy character.
Yeah.
And they had bubbles come from the top of the screen at NXT and everything. And she was kind of silly. She was good in the ring, but she had kind of a goofy character. And then, right, then they transitioned her into that thing where you're like, is she a cop who's going to, she's going to do a cavity search with those gloves.
Right. God willing.
God willing.
Yeah.
And then this Emelina bit happened, and I did not know what to make of this.
Well, first and foremost, did she really need a repackaging?
I don't think so.
Like the sunglasses and the gloves thing, that was working. I thought it was okay. It was fine.
That was like a good transition from NXT to main roster.
Right.
Yeah. It was going to work as is.
Yeah, exactly. Right. It was really, it was nutty, man. Oh, so, I might as well just interrupt the show right now. Carissa came in here with shots of whiskey.
Glenn, I think you should call Elsa out because she listens to the show.
I've been talking about Elsa all night. Awesome. Elsa got us a little scotch whiskey sampler. This is the Glenrothes, which I'm probably pronouncing wrong, Sherry Cask Reserve Spy Side Single Malt Scotch Whiskey. So she brought us in.
Ooh, it's a fancy bottle, too.
We sort of felt like we needed a shot, so she's taking care of us.
Cheers.
There's two more to try, boys.
Woohoo!
Thank you.
There you go, Adam.
I just want to smell it. Oh, that's potent.
Oof. Anyway, to get back to Emma,
it
was really, I mean, to me, it was like, it was weird, and I never really got the character. You know what I mean? And like, they play these vignettes forever, and I never really got. It wasn't clear, and it was really out of place. That was like the weirdest part about it, because they started the Women's Revolution. So this would have been late. I had to look it up. It was late 2016, right? So the Women's Revolution would have started. What?
Oh, can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, yeah, about the. Yeah, I remember watching these. You're talking about the vignettes.
Yeah.
Like, both of us watching it saying, this just seems exactly so out of place. Like, didn't we just get over this?
Yeah.
The just hot girls. And like, Emma wasn't that.
Yeah.
You know, like, she was a cool wrestler chick. She fit in with the rest of the roster that was coming up. Why are you doing this? And we actually thought it would be a cool character maybe in a year or two. Like, oh, a throwback, and then she's a heel. Like, oh, I'm just a hot chick, you know? And, like, that would be a really good heel character. Like, maybe now that would be good, you know? But,
Well, Mandy's doing that now.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I'm done.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of what Mandy is now, right? Like, that's what you... That when you see Mandy, you think of that. And actually, when a couple... There were one or two of these vignettes of Emma where at the end of it, you could hear Corey Graves kind of... It was before it got cut off. And Corey Graves was, like, gushing over, oh, my God, this is going to be so great.
Yeah.
Exactly the same reaction he has to Mandy. And I'm sure that that's being produced. That's Vince telling him that. Like, go crazy, Corey. You know, so, like, I think Mandy now is doing what Emma was intended to do.
Very well could be.
Which is kind of crazy to me because, like, well, I mean, you know my opinion of Mandy, which, by the way, Mandy didn't come up on our Hotter Chicks episode, which is hilarious.
No.
But, I mean, like, to me, so, like, I think that Mandy's fine. Emma, when I started watching these vignettes, I was like, and I forgot to bring her up on the Hottest Chicks episode too. When I was watching these vignettes, I was like, Emma's like the hottest fucking, she's like the hottest fucking chick in the world. Or maybe I did bring her up. I forget. No, I think I did because I think I fucking buried Ryder.
You did. Thank you.
But watching him, like, Emma was fucking gorgeous, dude. Holy shit. But it was a weird character. It was weird timing. And I didn't even, it was confusing most of all. I just didn't know what to make of it. You know, I was like, is she going to, I don't know if she's a babyface. I don't know if she's a heel.
It reminded me a lot of when they did the Brodus Clay thing.
Yeah.
Who he was supposed to be some big monster and, oh, Brodus Clay is coming. And they kept pushing it off and pushing it off. And weeks went by and no introduction.
Right.
And all of a sudden they brought him and he was Funkasaurus.
Yeah.
But Emelina's payoff, the beginning of it was the same where they kept pushing off. You're like, okay, here we go again. They're going to flip the script on us. And that's kind of what they did at the payoff of it, right?
Yeah. So
they completely flipped the script on us.
Right. So it was 17 weeks and it was like about, so watching these videos, about half. So like the first half of them, they didn't really change visually. Like you could tell that there were like 4 to 5 photo shoots and each vignette would have like, I don't know, 10 different shots of her. And you could tell from me, you might not have caught it at the time when they're a week apart, but watching them back to back, obviously they just went out and did like 5 photo shoots with her and they just split them up among these vignettes.
Right.
And early on, they were playing this kind of like pop music. Like I told you earlier, like I think one of them might've been like an Ellie Goulding song. Like I sort of, maybe I could be totally wrong, but that's who it sounded like to me. Like I sort of thought I recognized her voice. But then about halfway through, she started doing a voiceover thing. And she was saying like, you've been so good, which I was like, that sounds like so sexual.
Yeah, no, tell me I'm bad.
Right.
I haven't been good.
Right, or no, you know what? Reward me for being good. And then it was like, you've been waiting so long, but the wait's almost over. And then when they started doing those, they started playing her music. And I'm going to play a clip of her music because you didn't catch, you never heard the music, right?
No, I mean, I followed along, but I don't remember, dude.
Okay,
I don't remember what the music was.
Anyone who's listening carefully heard like about 2 seconds of her earlier because I'm really bad at podcasts.
You're learning.
But I'll bring it back in. So like this music is, you hear the music, you're like, what?
Supposed to think from that.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Like, I don't know. Like, is that babyface music? Is that heel music? I don't know what it is. I think there's a xylophone. That's the xylophone right there. It's crazy.
I don't even know what to think from that. Like you said, you can't really tell a character from that music.
Right.
But is it? I don't know. That's but very also confusing
with,
to me.
But also with the mix of visuals, it just didn't match anything that would make sense. I mean, like, we're talking beach photo shoots, yet I get a hint of maybe Golden Age of Hollywood.
Yeah, that's... Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, good call, I get that good too, call.
Yeah,
yeah, it was really odd.
It's a clash of context that doesn't work.
Yeah, and watching those vignettes, I was like, clearly, this was Vince's idea. And I was like, this is 6 months after the Women's Revolution started, and it had to have been Vince thinking like, well, one of them has to be hot, right? You know what I mean? Yes. Like, he brought up Charlotte and Sasha and... not to comment on either of them, but, or whatever. Like, I don't want to be rude to Charlotte, but,
yes, you do. You're always rude to Charlotte.
Okay. But, I was just like, it screamed Vince not quite ready to accept them as like not being like the previous version of Divas.
Yes.
And he's like, well, give me someone.
I've got to have a pillow fight match on the card. Damn it.
Right. And it's like, well, Emma's hot. Let's do it with her.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like, so I was reading that, like, you know, your buddy Meltzer said that, I don't, and it, like Meltzer as usual, like, I don't know if this is true. It sounds kind of sketchy.
My buddy Meltzer.
Right.
He's your buddy Meltzer.
Right, but he claimed that it was some kind of inside joke that they put on TV, which I was like, why would you give TV time to an inside joke? But, you know, that's, I don't know, take it with a pillar of salt. It's a Meltzer report.
Who knows? But the payoff was very strange. Do you want to go into... Okay, so we get all of these weeks of vignettes. And okay, so Emma is now Emmalina. She's going to be some whatever kind of character based on that music that you played. Adam said it could be Golden Age of Hollywood. Who knows where it's going? But then, finally, 17 weeks later, the reveal happens.
It was a minute and 30 seconds, the entire thing. I think I memorized her entire promo, right? Sometimes I memorize promos. I memorized the Hard Times promo a couple years ago. I think this is it. For the past 17 weeks, you've been watching the transformation of Emma into Emmalina. And tonight, you're going to see the transformation of Emmalina into Emma. What the fuck?
What the fuck?
The fuck did I watch this in 17 weeks and this is what I get? Are you kidding me? I was like, it would be like if Brodus Clay like did that and just like left or went and got a job at Fox News.
Yeah, like, well, essentially 17 weeks turned into nothing.
Right, it was like...
Emma.
And it was like, the weirdest part of it is like, they've definitely done a lot of storylines that they didn't know how to finish it up. They started like Mae Young with the hand, right?
GTV.
GTV is like the most classic example of
yes.
it. But GTV just went away.
And even who hit Stone Cold with the car? I don't think that was supposed to be Rikishi. They're like, we just need a blonde dude at this point. Give us Rikishi.
Right, right, yeah.
Yeah, so there are certain ones that you knew they kind of crowbarred themselves into a corner and were like, well, shit, what do we do now?
Right,
this
right.
was one of those that, like, I still don't understand. Like, was she not comfortable with the role they wanted her to play? And she kind of was like, I'm not doing it, so it's up to you. I just stay off TV.
So the story I heard is it wasn't working out with her. The character they had in mind, she wasn't pulling it off. And I don't doubt that at all because she looked uncomfortable when she came out on that stage. In the photo shoots, she looked fine. You know what I mean? She looked fine as fuck. But when she came out on stage, it was just like she looked awkward and seemed awkward and it just wasn't her. And I don't doubt that's it at all. But there was no reason to bring her out and like explain that I'm transforming back.
Do you think they gave that to Lana? Because remember when Lana got that singles push there for a minute?
Yeah.
And she kind of had, not the same music, but she had kind of like a dancer gimmick on the stage where she had some chair or something, and then
yeah.
she'd go wrestle. I felt that maybe they gave a portion of what Emmalina was supposed to be to Lana.
Yeah, totally, and totally.
So maybe they kind of pushed some of that. But Emma, for whatever reason, just basically made 17 weeks into nothing. You got Emma, vignettes of Emmalina, who never came to pass. And then Emma was back on TV.
And the fucked up thing is that was the most TV time she ever got.
Yeah.
She was never on Raw every week until that happened.
Yeah. And then the most TV time she got again was when they jobbed her out to back-to-back weeks to Asuka.
Right.
And then they shit-canned her.
Yeah. And I felt bad for her too because I always thought she was really good. I was an Emma fan since the time I saw her.
There was no reason for them to let her go, especially because they had Evolution right around the corner. They had the Women's Royal Rumble that was coming up within a week or two.
It was too bad.
Of them releasing her, and they could have used a warm body in there, and there's no way she was the worst women's performer on the roster.
Oh, fuck
there's
no. There's no way. No, Nia was.
I'm surprised you didn't say Charlotte.
No, no, Charlotte's not the worst. She's the most overrated.
Oh, okay.
But Charlotte's fantastic. She's just not as good as... Well, she's overrated by the company.
There were worse women on the roster for sure. And I don't know why they let Emma go. It doesn't make any sense to me. Because even when she went into ROH, she was still having great matches.
Yeah.
After the fact.
Right. Shame her for their mistake. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm sure she's having good matches on that show that nobody watches.
Oh, yeah. That one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure she's having some sort of impact.
Is that a pun?
Was it?
Anyway, yeah, it was a crazy ass.
Well done.
It was a crazy thing that happened with her. It was one of the weirdest things I've ever seen happen with the character. I felt she got a raw deal.
She really did.
And, oh, and what's his name fucking laughed at her when she got released.
The little Leo dude, Rush?
Leo Rush, like made a joke about it. Now, that was horrible. A total dick move. Even like, I think Bubba Dudley called him out. He got called out by a lot of people. It was a total dick move.
It was. Now, was she shit-canned when she stole from Walmart?
No, they kept her.
They did keep her. Yeah. They just kind of kept her off TV for a quick minute until it was all kind of blown over and then she was brought back in.
Right, okay.
So she kind of already had a stink on her because of that. But I thought that had worn off by the Emmalina point. It really seemed like they were starting to put the company behind her.
Oh, yeah.
It just sucks they kind of saddled her with a shit gimmick. she wasn't on board with it, couldn't perform, and just lost her job because of it. But there were definitely worse women on the roster when she got let go.
Totally, totally. Yeah, she shouldn't have been the one to go.
No, definitely not.
No, and she, and you know what? I would love it if they brought her back. Bring her back to NXT.
Yes, what I was going to say that. Yeah. 100% agree with you. Yeah. There has to be a spot for her to fill. She's right. Excellent in the ring.
Yeah, she's really good. I like her a lot.
I do too.
And yeah, like also, like I said, watching those videos, she's one of the hottest chicks they've ever had here.
Yeah, when you spoke like her, it gave me movement.
You liked it?
I did.
All right.
You do it again. Off air, of course.
All right, well, then I think maybe now's the time to wrap it up so Scott and I can go over in the other room.
All right. Well, you two prepare for that. Just want to thank all of you for listening to this. I mean, want to hear what you thought. Did you think it was a weird way of like carrying over this promo? I'm not even going to say character, like how to drag on this promo, and how would you have handled this situation? Just curious about that. But again, just make sure that we hear your opinion on Twitter. Make sure you follow us at wrestling_drunk. Leave the reviews and ratings on all the platforms where you are downloading this episode. Just want to thank all of you for listening in with Eddie and Scott. I'm Adam. Just want to remind you, watch wrestling responsibly, enjoy your buzz, and drink like nobody is watching. 1, 2, 3, this episode's out.